Let's take a deep breath together. As we take that breath, we breathe in our intention to develop mastery by accessing our purpose, to learn what it really means to have the authority, in essence, of a magic wand, that we have been given a power, a spiritual power called intention. And we use that power sometimes for good and sometimes for ill. And as we learn mastery, we're learning how to be in the authority that is given us to take our full role as on the starring role in our own lives. That each one of us is in a life's journey, and we are the star of that life's journey. We are co-creating with the one who gives life. We are that life. And we're learning the difference between our personality and our soul, between the little me and the great me, between the one who thinks they are only the actor and the one who understands that they are the director and the producer, and that they get to choose the scenes and determine whether it's a drama or a comedy, determine how the storyline will go. There is a power and an authority that is invested in us, and you and I now are learning what it means to master intention by accessing the power of our own purpose. We paid attention to our own longings, our discontent. We're learning to listen to the still small voice. What is the life you are called to live? This week we are visioning the life we are called to live. What life would you really like to be living? And put a number on it, whether it's a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, because time is elastic. And whether you say this would take about 5 years to create, it might take 5 months to create. None of us know that. We're not asked to know the exact time. We're not asked to know how, but we are asked to know what. In the beginning, it says God. And God, looking upon the void, said, "Let there be." And God was not casual. God was specific. Let there be light. And let there be land. And let there be the night and the day. You and I are asked to be specific with life. If you say to life, "I want a wonderful life," life says, "And what do you mean by wonderful? Is it rich in relationship? What are your creative endeavors? Where are you living and who are you living with? What is the quality of your vitality, your aliveness in your body? The entire body of your life experience is within your command as you describe that, to describe. First, we're scribing in words the description of what is the life we want to live. There is such power in the Word. In the beginning is the Word, and the Word is with God, and the Word is God. The Holy Word, the I Am, and the description of that form that we would call our current version of an ideal life. As we describe that life, we say this or something better, knowing that our ideal life is only from the vantage point we're standing, which is not the highest viewpoint there is. So we seek from the still small voice, from the voice of our own soul, our soul's longings, our soul's discontent, to inform us in the pictures we might hold of the next version of our own evolution as a spiritual being having a human experience. What is your ideal life? See yourself in the starring role as co-creator, scriptwriter, director, and producer, choosing who are the other players on the stage with you, the setting and the scene, the storyline, and the experience. Vision the life you are called to. As you do this, remember who you are called by. Your soul has called you into being. And there is an inner script, which is your soul's identity. And the more you and I align our conscious script with our soul's longing, the happier we become, the more contented we feel, the more peace we have in our minds, the greater joy we have in our hearts. Jesus called it the pearl of great price. There is no greater life. And deep down, we want nothing less. What is the life I am called to live? In the beginning is the Word. We form those words in consciousness, and then we describe them and document them on paper. We will find that this stage of mastery is one of the greatest gifts we give not only ourselves, but our world. What is the life you are called to live? Breathe into that. Give yourself some room, availability. And from gratitude, we stay in the space. Thank you, Spirit of Life, for giving me this precious gift, a brand new, never before lived day. Amen.